This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is facing another round of tough questioning from lawmakers over last month's withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan as he has appeared over the last 2 hours before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Here, the secretary describes the situation when the Biden administration took office in January regarding the SIV or special immigrant visas.
There had not been a single SIV applicant interview in Kabul in 9 months, going back to March of 2020. The program was basically in a stall.
In an unusual exchange, Republican U.S. Senator James Risch of Idaho wanted to know who is in charge of a button that cuts off President Joe Biden's speaking.
Look, we've all seen this. We saw it as recently as yesterday. Somebody in the White House authority to press the button and stop the president, cut off the president's speaking ability and sound. Who is that person?
I think anyone who knows the president, including members of this committee, knows that he speaks very clearly and very deliberately for himself. No one else does.
Well, are you saying that there is no one in the White House that can cut him off? Because yesterday that happened, and it's happened a number of times before that. It's been widely reported that somebody has the ability to push the button and cut off his sound and stop him from speaking. Who is that person?
There is no such person. Again, the president speaks for himself, makes all of the strategic decisions, informed by the best advice that he can get from the people around him.
The testimony continues throughout the next couple of hours. Be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An international group of vaccine experts have come out in opposition of providing booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines to the general population, an opinion that pushes back against increasing efforts in the United States and other nations battling a surge of new cases. In an essay published on Monday in the Lancet Medical Journal, the experts say recent studies show the current vaccines in use around the world continue to provide strong protection against the virus, despite the presence of the more contagious Delta variant, especially against severe illness and hospitalizations. Now, the author suggests that modifying the vaccines to match the specific COVID-19 variants is a better approach than providing extra doses of the original vaccine. The former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, offered sobering words to his fellow Republicans yesterday at the Ronald Reagan Library in California. Christie, a one-time presidential contender and an ardent supporter of Donald Trump, said it is time to wake up.
As Republicans, we need to free ourselves from the quicksand of endless grievances. We need to turn our attention to the future and stop wallowing in the past. We need to face the realities of the 2020 election and learn, not hide from them. We need to discredit the extremists in our midst the way we've done it before. And we'll discuss that a little bit more in a moment.
Extremists among former President Donald Trump's loyalists continue to peddle lies regarding the outcome of the 2020 election, encouraged by the former president himself. A recent poll, however, finds that over 60% of Republicans prefer Donald Trump as the leader of their party. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin is going into self-isolation. Charles de Ledesma has this report.
Putin has been fully vaccinated with the Russian coronavirus vaccine Sputnik V. Now spokesman Dmitry Peskov tells reporters Putin is absolutely healthy but will self-isolate after coming in contact with someone who contracted the virus. He didn't clarify for how long Putin would remain in self-isolation, but assured that the president will continue working as usual. On Monday, Putin met with Syria's Bashar Assad to discuss the cooperation between their armies and how to continue operations to gain control of the last rebel-held areas in Syria. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.